$5.15 an hour. Certainly,
what is that in annual terms so that people understand what it means?
$5.15 an hour is about $10,000 a year. And in The Betrayal of Work, my book, I really call for at least increasing it to what it would have been if it had kept up with inflation, which is around $7.70 an hour. But I believe,
and that would be what, about nearly $20,000 a year?
No. That's about $18,000.
Yes, nearly $20,000 a year, which is very attractive for a lot of people around the world.
Well, this isn't a third world country. This is the United States, the richest country in the world. It's very expensive to live here. If you look at what it costs in terms of housing, in terms of health care, in terms of education for one's children, all these are enormously expensive things.
Are conditions so very different to the magic days of the 1950s and 60s and 70s? After all, America is still a huge magnet to people from the rest of the world.
But it's
work.
But it has the greatest inequality of any industrialized country, and so what we're finding.
By that, do you mean disparity between the rich and the very
disparity
poor?
Disparity between the rich and the poor, and so
you'd like to see a more level playing field. You'd like to see
absolutely.
I mean, the classic way of doing that is to increase taxation.
Well, I think what we've done here right now is we've given huge tax cuts to the wealthy, which deprive the government of the resources to provide real opportunities for average Americans.
Many Americans would agree that when President Reagan did that just over 20 years ago, the effect was to boost the U.S. economy and therefore growth for everybody.
Well, it wasn't growth for everybody. There was an increase in disparities, and under President Clinton, we saw finally, with a very, very tight labor market, employers, in order to get workers, were forced to increase wages and start to provide some benefits.
American lawyer and author Beth Shulman, she was talking with Rodney Smith on the challenge of climbing the economic ladder in America. Jane, that's where we'll end this. We'll